Homeless behind the world ahead.
The end has come.
We come to it at last.
The journey begun 2 years ago in the Fellowship of the Ring and continued in last year's The Two Towers is at its end. The armies of men prepare to wage the battle to end all battles against the forces of evil, and the fate of Middle-earth depends on a diminutive hobbit named Frodo and his quest to return a magical ring to the very fires from which it was forged, and thereby prevent its awesome powers from falling into the hands of those evil forces. Like the two previous Lord of the Rings films, The Return of the King follows the mythology created 50 years ago by South Africa-born English writer J.R.R. Tolkien. This universe of elves and warriors, halflings and wizards, takes life on screen through the imagination of co-writer, producer, and director Peter Jackson.
I've always considered that The Return of the King is really the reason why you do the trilogy. I mean, it's three movies, but the third movie, it justifies the first two in a way. It's what you're leading up to, that there is no point having the first two movies unless the third film really is the one that puts them all in context.
It's so quiet.
It's the deep breath before the plunge.
Heading the international cast is American actor Elijah Wood as Frodo, and Wood says he's not alone among the cast, believing The Return of the King is the best of the three.
It's the end of the journey. It's the culmination of all that we've been working on for so long. It's the most emotional part of the story. It's the most intense. It's the darkest. And so we all loved this particular part of the story the most and kind of put the most into it. And in terms of from an acting perspective, for all of us, it was the most challenging and the most interesting, because each character is faced with their ultimate end and their conclusion, so there's quite a lot tied into that.
Come, Master! Come to Smeagol.
The second film introduced the character of Gollum. Once a hobbit named Smeagol, he was transformed into a twisted gnome by the terrible power of the ring, the Precious, as he calls it. Gollum returns in Return of the King.
The Precious will be ours.
He means to murder us!
Never!
I'm not sending him away. Come, Smeagol.
Even more than in the previous film, Gollum is a stunning combination of computer-generated imagery with the acting and voice skills of English performer Andy Serkis.
At the end of The Two Towers, we think we know where we are with Gollum. He's like two personalities. He has Smeagol, which is this innocent, naive, childish aspect, and then there's Gollum, who's the revengeful, dark side, which has really dominated that and quashed that, like battered that other childlike side into submission. But in Return of the King, this childish side becomes actually quite manipulative. And in a way, the Gollum side is more... is more honest in a way, because it's a gut reaction. It's more hot-blooded. He wants the ring and he hates the hobbits, whereas Smeagol is this child who is rather cold and calculating in how he's going to do that. So all the time, I think the audience should, hopefully, if we've done our job, is be uncertain about whether we like him or not, or whether we trust him, or whether we think he's irredeemable. I mean, ultimately, the moral responsibility is thrown back at the audience for them to decide.
Every day, Frodo moves closer to Mordor. How do we know Frodo is alive?
Sir Ian McKellen plays the wizard Gandalf.
What does your heart tell you?
Viggo Mortensen plays the battle-hardened but nevertheless reluctant hero Aragorn, and the New York-born actor believes this final film captures the mythic elements that make the Tolkien saga a timeless classic.
It's the same story that's been told 1,000 times in different ways, but it's the same story about individuals who are given an opportunity to do something, and it's up to themselves. Doesn't matter if it's an elf or if it's Aragorn and his sort of struggles with accepting the responsibility that he's given. People can apply that to their own daily lives, and I think that's why audiences, no matter what country they're in, have been taken with this story.
A day may come when the courage of man fails, when we forsake our friends and break all bonds of fellowship. But it is not this day. This day, we fight!
The cast also includes Orlando Bloom as the elf warrior Legolas, John Rhys-Davies plays the feisty dwarf Gimli, and Sean Astin is the hobbit Sam, Frodo's loyal traveling companion. The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, like the other two films, was shot on location in director Peter Jackson's native New Zealand, and the musical score is by Canadian-born Oscar winner Howard Shore. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.